We're looking at Paul's predicament in Acts chapter 23, where he is in the Antonia fortress, but more than 40 Jewish men have taken an oath that they are going to kill Paul, and they will not eat or drink until they have gotten it done. Well, somehow Paul's nephew, his sister's boy, has heard about it. He goes to the fortress. He tells Paul. Paul tells the centurion, and the centurion takes the boy to the commander. The commander hears his news, and the young boy lays out for him the entire plot that is there. As we finished up last time, we noted that it's so interesting that at times God does the supernatural to protect his children, but at other times, he doesn't. We ask ourselves why. We never really do get a good answer. I mentioned that on the one hand, Jesus appeared quite supernaturally to Paul and consoled him about his situation. He assured him that he would get out of Jerusalem alive and would at some point in the future testify in Rome. So here we have a remarkable, wonderful supernatural event. But when it comes to preventing Paul's assassination, we don't see this kind of supernatural activity at all. Stay with us. Instead, the Holy Spirit somehow arranges for one of Paul's relatives to become aware of the Jewish plot. I wonder if the young man told his mother first, and then she in turn sent him to the commander. Well, however it happened, Paul's safety now hinges on two things. Paul's nephew getting access to the commander, as well as clearly stating the threat, and second, the commander taking the young man seriously and taking the appropriate action. So now the whole plot has been exposed. Luke tells us that the commander believed Paul's nephew. In verse 22, he records, "So the tribune dismissed the young man, charging him, 'Tell no one what you have informed me of these things.'" So Paul doesn't know it yet, but things are about to get even more exciting. So now we come to verses 22 through 23, and as we'll see, the commander takes the threat very seriously. As a man of authority, he knows that he needs to take immediate action if he is to forestall yet another Jewish riot in Jerusalem that would not only threaten his job, but Paul's life. So in verse 23, Luke records for us, "Then the commander called two of his centurions and ordered them, 'Get ready a detachment of 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 spearmen to go to Caesarea at 9 o'clock tonight. Provide horses for Paul so that he may be taken safely to Governor Felix.'" Well, as history shows us, Jerusalem and Judea were very prone to violence. We should not forget that a whole movement of Jewish freedom advocates were quietly organizing during that century. Those efforts would burst open in the decades after the events of Acts chapter 23. As a matter of fact, the Great Revolt of 66 AD involved an armed uprising against Roman rule in Judea. It was led by two primary groups, the Zealots and the Sicarii. It ended, of course, in 70 AD with the fall of Masada and the destruction of the temple. So we know that Judea and Jerusalem are very volatile places during the first century. The question is, how is the commander going to get Paul out of Jerusalem without him being killed? We'll see that next time on Verse by Verse.